Okay. I have an English language question with an intention of deeper understanding. The phrase, I will abide pervading one quarter with a heart or mind imbued with loving kindness, etc. In all of these phrases, I can feel the intention, but when I look up the meaning of the underlined words, abide shows up as residing, continue, or stay. Pervading comes out as walking. Imbued as filled with saturated. Is the phrase that simply I will continue walking filled with loving kindness? This makes sense, but I have a feeling that there's more to it, or why would the heart or mind be cut into four quarters? Yeah. Okay, well, one is that when we think of the four quarters, it's sort of, it's looking, four quarters of the compass, sort of north, south, east, west, or front, back, off to each side. So it's kind of pervading, it's sort of radiating outwards is the image. And I think also with abide, then it means that's it's sometimes with the some of the choice of language is also sometimes, well, what is it because it's also translated in order to chant so that part of it is, yeah, I mean, it's sort of poetry as well. So that, you know, it's like in the loving kindness chant that we do, or the one of the chants that we do. May I abide in well-being, which is, it chants really nicely. Mat Metta, Ajahn Jeff translates it very correctly. May I be happy, which has a different ring to it. So that, you know, that so sometimes, you know, something can be say linguistically correct, but you know, for chanting, sometimes you have to use a little bit of poetic license, or use words that have a bit of a ring to it, just to create a feeling, because for the chanting, then you're not just trying to. I mean, you don't want to confuse people either, but it's also having using the language so that it's pleasing to chant as well. It sounds good. So it's just that. I mean, that line is actually a good illustration. May I abide in well-being. It has a nice ring to it. And may I be happy. It is very correct.